And action. We are in Singapore now. It is March. What day is it? It is March 9th, about 7:20 in the morning. And I am just walking around Singapore before it opens. I think it kind of opens at 8. We just stopped by some temples, kind of walking around there. Anyway, yeah, so walked around this one street that had a whole bunch of Buddhist temples that weren't yet open. It was just before 7. So kind of looking at those. My mom's a Buddhist, so we kind of like allowed her to go in, light some incense, a bunch of vendors as well. But yeah, I'm just kind of killing time until breakfast. It's, as I hoped and wished, it's very warm here. It's like, right now it's like 77 or 78. I could feel the humidity in the air. It's kind of stagnant. A little bit. Not stagnant. It's kind of like hanging there. So eventually it's going to get hot. I was fearful of rain. It does not look like it's going to rain right now. I see some blue skies, a little bit of cloud cover. But yeah. Looks really, really... The city is damn clean. Anytime you think you see like a homeless person, it's definitely not a homeless person. It's just someone waiting to get on a bus or something. But it is a very clean, well-kept city. Last night we got in after a 16 and a half hour flight and managed to get some late night bites. It's after 10, so most places close after 10, so it's kind of crazy. But yeah, hotel's nice. It's a little cramped with 3 beds in there. But yeah, and now we're going to look for some breakfast. But yeah, it's kind of like... in Singapore.
From Southeast Asia, this is Social Dragonfly, a podcast about an assortment of topics, but for these special episodes, about my trip overseas in March 2023, and I'm your host, Andrew Lee.
So Mom, what do you want to see or eat in Singapore?
Chicken rice, and then Singapore famous places. That's it.
Like famous food you keep seeing in each restaurant or while yeah. Keep walking. But we just passed like a star. We just passed like a bakery. We thought it was a bakery. You saw all the bakery.
Singapore bakery.
Well, we just walked by a business. You saw the pastry in the shop.
I don't want the regular one. I want the Singapore style.
But I was saying, like, we just passed by like a pastry shop, and you guys, you and my aunt, were all like excited about the pastry inside, but that was a Starbucks.
Yeah, I know. So I have to keep looking.
What do you think of the Kopi coffee?
Really good.
It's a condensed milk, like real strong coffee. A little bit of hot water or whatever to kind of warm it up, I guess.
They chong and then they
It's almost like some of those coffee you see in like maybe it's like almost like chai being made. I don't think chai is being like made like that. The kaya toast was really good. That's like butter and really butter hot. Butter and that some kind of jam or something. With the toast, coconut jam, dip in the soft boiled egg. It's really, really good. It doesn't feel so hot. I can feel like the humidity starting, but. How do you feel about being here right now?
Better than yesterday.
Yeah, that was a long flight.
Yeah, today is still better now.
Did you sleep on the plane at all?
Yeah,
you did. Not I maybe slept in the beginning because I was tired, but then rest of the 14, 15 hours I was awake. Could not stand that.
Okay, let's go.
So now I'm in Chinatown, and none of you kind of seen Chinatowns all over the world. It doesn't really compare to what I'm looking at right now. It's a Chinatown in Singapore. Like streets and streets and streets of vendors of the same thing with so many different like delicacies and stuff like that. Just saw a bunch of mangosteens. Saw some jackfruit being prepared in the back of like a grocery store, a produce store. It's kind of like amazing to see everything the way it is. It's just kind of, and it's just endless amount of like food stalls and everything like that. It's just kind of amazing. Like all the food's on display behind glass. It's gorgeous. Like the colors and everything are just beautiful to look at. Like fish prepared and just everything's out there. It's just wonderment.
Hey, so a little kind of explanation of the next clip. So we went to this Indonesian restaurant in Singapore, and it is going to be like our first attempt at eating like Singaporean food. So it was kind of like, it was kind of an interesting kind of endeavor. And what we encountered was all this great Indonesian food, but in chafing trays. And well, first of all, they didn't even like really like greet us. We just kind of walked in, like no one was like looking at us. We're looking at all these like tables with like silverware on them or something. They're all reserved. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and everyone just kind of like no one's even looking at us. This one like group came in to start ordering, and the ordering process was just, you have people kind of you have like almost look like a kind of a buffet style, like Panda Express, where you just pick and choose what you want. But we sat at one table. They go, "This is reserved," and they go, "Let's sit at table. This is reserved." It's like, "Oh, you sit here." And we're sitting like pretty much by the bathroom, nearly almost like it's like this little table on the side, and it's just kind of ridiculous. And just anyway, we go over, we start ordering food. The people look like they're completely like just annoyed that there were some newbies just came in to order food, but there seems to be so many reservations, we just don't know what's going on. And it's just so the clip you're hearing is just after us getting the food and just eating it and stuff. And well, listen, but yeah, it's kind of funny but sad how we felt about the food. And hopefully it's not a precursor for later. Again, this is just Indonesian food in Singapore. No one's going there. Everyone's going to the hawker stalls and stuff. But yeah, okay.
Okay, so I just want to say this in English so I understand this later. Okay, we're eating like Indonesian food right now in Singapore. And everything feels like, for me, if everything feels like familiar because you made it, but just a little bit different.
I think it's too much spices.
Too much spices.
Mm-hmm. I like a little lighter.
But your spice level has gone down a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't eat anything that spicy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I expected you guys to like feel like, I don't know, maybe emotional by eating something like this. Like this, does it taste like different from what you expect?
It's totally different what I made.
How different? Like the spice combination different?
Yeah, Mine is lighter.
So you're used to cook with lighter spice and hotness level.
Mm-hmm. It's like the sauce, everything is too strong.
You feel the same way? Everything's too strong?
It's okay.
It's okay.
I like the chicken very, very much.
The meat also feels like maybe a tiny bit hard, maybe.
But
I don't
the
really
meat is too
yeah, it's too
like this
overcooked.
Maybe like a little bit, yeah, maybe.
Overcooked a little bit.
A little bit.
It's not tender.
But still a lot of familiar flavors and stuff, right? The flavor of familiar.
Some of them is not familiar.
Can't eat more, this is too hard.
The fish is familiar.
Uh-huh.
Not mine. Mine is like I didn't cut down. Oh, you got to have too much spices.
Because we're not used to it anymore. I can't eat it everything.
Anything else that's different from what you expect? So meat?
The fish is...
Fish is good.
The fish is the
chicken
most I like.
Love it very much.
Mm-hmm.
The fish is very good. But I can't eat it a lot.
Do you think it would help
everything,
if we had
I don't like that much except that fish.
Do you think it would help if we had more rice or just doesn't? It seems like it's...
See, if just if the fish and the rice,
mm-hmm.
I would like it more.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not too strong.
Mm-hmm. When we're in the mall, I know that we have too many dessert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I want to buy the one of the cake. It's very, very delicious. They're more linear.
No.
But I know we have
to wait. We lock up on home.
I told you.
Take that for the most land.
So maybe it needs to be more diluted, the spice and intensity and stuff like that.
Yeah, you have cut down lighter.
Are you expecting, like, when we get to Indonesia, it's going to be the same level?
I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe not. I would like to look at it in Bali.
No, we'll try one in Jakarta.
Jakarta, we'll try that too.
Next time, we don't order that much.
No,
yeah.
When you're in the high-end one, they do. I think they will separate. I guess so.
I also think maybe because we serve buffet style, might have a different texture and stuff if it wasn't made like to order. Because
yeah.
It's all like chafing dishes or something like that.
It's almost the same
but yeah,
taste.
I enjoyed it, but it's... It's a lot to, I can see, it's a lot of like different things hitting me all at once.
I don't enjoy it that much,
but yeah.
I like the fish only. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's a good memory.
It's good for right now.
That's why I don't like Indian. It's too much spices. This is too.
Oh, okay, so just like your curry. That's, I see.
Yeah,
I know how you make your curry. Your curry is usually...
My curry, you know,
it's diluted a lot. And when you have something like Penang curry, that's way too strong for you, too.
Yeah. You know my curry, right?
Usually when you make the red curry, it doesn't feel like, it's not as strong. But we order from takeout, it's much stronger, so.
See, that's why, exactly.
I think you're just used to it really, really strong. You're used to it not very strong. We order from a restaurant, it's always strong for you.
I don't like too strong.
All right. Just curious. Let's take a break and hear a message from a sponsor. Okay, so now we have finished Singapore, so now we go on to Kuala Lumpur. On our way from the airport, we had a driver that pretty much gave us a good lay of the land and kind of explained a lot of different things about himself. His family, where he's visited, he's actually visited San Diego, and he's also kind of gave us some tips on food and stuff.
You know, the Muslim girl wearing his scarf and you're not wearing, so...
You become very isolated.
Yes, sir.
So your girl have to put a guitar as well?
In the school, but in the public, it depends.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jumai, I ask, are you a Muslim or?
I'm a Muslim, yeah.
But cultural, just not really straightforward.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, you know, I don't mind religions, but give the right to the person to choose, right?
Yeah, but when you're born in Malaysia, they are automatically, it depends where your religion is coming from, yeah. So, very easy, yeah. So the parents, we don't have much issue about the races here.
Mm.
Yeah. You're very, very
you
open.
Don't need to really go 5 times in worship.
Yeah, actually you have to do, but if you don't want, your parents will be screw you also, it's the same also, yeah. Only when you outside, then your parent doesn't know, then you'll be okay.
I like that. So cute. A lot of townhouse here.
This is like mostly local people. It's an old one, they're really old one, yeah.
Oh, pretty nice.
It's about 4 bedroom.
Oh, 4 bedroom.
Yeah. That's big.
A lot of fresh air though, right?
Yeah, this area is still outside from city, so you can see a lot of the hill. Mm. It's nice, you can walk, climb to the jungle.
If you live here, is the market close by?
Oh, yeah, market close by, wet market.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is really old, I think more than 25 years.
Oh.
Yeah, this kind of, yeah. They have renovation by themselves. Two double story, but four bedroom. Yeah.
Comfortable.
Yeah. This kind of the house, you really have really, really good relationship with your neighbor. Mm. I believe this area, they have a Chinese, Indian, all religious here. It's a full of different religions. But you know what, like one hole, one junction, if many Chinese, there are gonna be many Chinese.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's always like that.
They bring in their relative friends.
Yes. Yeah. If Malay, if Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the area, there are so many trees.
Yeah. I've been to California in San Diego, so when I work in Texas Eastern, I do the part-time job as a waiter there.
Uh-huh.
Before the COVID, I always fly there in Houston. So I work 1 month without paycheck because I just get the tips and the shop, Malaysian restaurant, they provide me transport, they provide me food, ticket, everything they give me, but no salary. So because I say I can travel, right?
Yeah.
And then they say, but here is all by tip. For me, say okay, why not? I just go. I do it 1 month, and then after 1 month, I get the car from them. Go to Austin, New Orleans, and then coming back. One time, I get my partner at a cafe. We go to California SFO, get the car, use the highway one, go to San Diego, and return the car there.
Mm-hmm.
We do the highway one.
Very good.
Highway one is nice.
How soon before COVID was this?
About 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, 2017. Yeah, I do that. So 3 years I've been doing the same thing. Only one time I have a chance to go to the California. Mm-hmm. So I drive from there. I stop at Beverly Hills, Santa Barbara. Stop a few place, relax. Take until San Diego, and then we return the car. I went to the U.S. Navy. Museum.
Yeah.
So you can enter the ship, right?
Yeah.
So I went inside. It's quite nice.
Yeah, I have quite a few friends that work in the Navy, military.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so just there's a whole lifestyle. Just I have one friend's wife just works with kind of the children, kind of like some of the daycare a little bit there, and just yeah, it's a whole network of support each other.
The reason I go to San Diego, I just want to see border Mexico in Tijuana, right?
Yeah, Tijuana.
I just want to see the place. How the, you know, I always watch a movie.
Yeah.
In the, you know, movie between the, when someone crossed the border, right? So I just want to see in my life. So I go like this. Oh, okay. Similar like my border, like Thailand, Malaysia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Mexico border is like a Thailand and Malaysia border.
You compare that to Thailand, Malaysia border, the US Mexico border?
I compare as environment.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So environment, Thailand and Malaysia border is like a village, like a cowboy town.
Yeah.
In Tijuana, you can see shop law, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a village style, right? You know.
Yeah.
But when you like in Canada border with US, it's a proper, right? Like a machine, you know, all the, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Singapore.
Yeah.
Singapore, Malaysia.
More formal.
When you before you enter Singapore, you can see more building, nice hotel, 5-star hotel in Johor, right?
Mm-hmm.
People crossing, stay in the walk in Singapore, stay in JB, so they have all a bit modern. So that's why I just similar like Thailand. It's like cowboy style, you know.
Yeah.
People relax, you know, sit down on the street, eating on the street, you know.
Yeah. Before COVID, it was very, very convenient just to go down for a weekend, get some very, very cheap food and the Mexican food.
Uh-huh.
Mexican food in San Diego is great, but Mexican food in Tijuana, much better, and even cheaper and just more authentic, obviously. But yeah, just, and now then after COVID, it was a little bit scary to kind of like do that, but I think eventually it feels the same. Last year there was still kind of concern of some violence in like in certain areas of like touristy areas that you don't want to visit. And we know quite a few people that used to work down there, so it's, we just need just about who you know and so forth.
If you want to go there, just go eat and come back, right? Not go for hangout, right?
Go eat, then come back. I've been to bachelor party before COVID, and it was great. But there was like also some stories that we've had where we just took the wrong taxi, and there was kind of like a setup.
Oh.
There was a setup to like get you to pay like bail to get out because they caught people with open container. It's just a little like suspect, but.
But the police stopped you. Or
it was the local police. The local police are trying to like get people on tickets, like traffic tickets or like citation to be able to like.
What do you mean in setups? It means the taxi is set up.
Well,
you got
some people. The whole situation with my group was we came out of a bar. It was really late. We looked for a taxi. Some people were poured like fresh beers, and then they got into the taxi. I poured the beer out before going in the taxi, and then almost within a minute, the police like would pull over the taxi, and everyone had like open drinks in cups or something, which is illegal.
Oh, open the drinks in the taxi.
Yeah. So it was kind of a setup because
yes.
Pour drink in your cup, go in a taxi. And within a minute,
police come. So they need to set up.
So some of them had to pay like bail to get out and
how
stuff.
How much you paying?
I didn't help my friends because I said I poured my drink out, so they had to pay like $50 or so each person or something like that.
To the police
to just be free.
Just be free.
Yeah.
Okay. So the taxi pretend like nothing, right?
Yeah. Everyone like. One person really, really hated the taxi because I think it was like a setup.
Well, why you don't say taxi? You offer me the beer now.
Yeah.
I got 50. Beer is only
exactly.
About $3, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You offer me the beer. Why you offer me beer? You're a driver. Driver
yeah,
can offer the
absolutely,
drinks.
Absolutely, yeah.
Unless you, the passenger say, I want to drink your car. So as a driver, I just keep quiet. You just go in.
Very suspicious how the whole happened. Yeah.
If you offer the drinks, that means you are involved. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like you offer the truck.
It's a game, right?
It's a game. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a game. I see a lot of story about like in summer taxi now outside. Don't drink the water in the car when the driver provide. You're going to drink and then you're sleeping.
Yeah.
End up you'll be in another place. It's a lot of thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I drive the car, I'm going to offer you. You want to stop for the drinks?
Yeah.
I stop. You can go to the station, buy the drink, go back to my car.
Yeah.
Just water, like Coke, no alcohol.
Just water, no alcohol, yeah.
Go and buy yourself. I'm not going buy for you. Or I'm not prepared for you because I don't want you suddenly pretend like I'm trying to do something with you. And the police will be asking you, what drink, who give you drink? The driver. So I'm gonna suspect. So you want yes.
Yeah.
Some passengers also do the things to the driver. They know the driver have a drink, they drink and then they feel like, oh, I'm not feel comfortable, blah blah, send me to the police station. Okay, we just go there, and then once arrive, what happened? I think the driver tried to do something with me.
Yeah.
So my car is clean. You want a drinks? I stop and get and go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that one bachelor party story was just one time. It was really, really bad. And one of our friends never wants to go to Mexico because of that bad experience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
in Kuala Lumpur you can get taxi. The best about you guys, you look like local. That's it.
Oh, really?
That is a point. But when the driver starts speaking with you and try to investigate you where you're from, they'll be happy when you are not from here. Then they try to go around with the meter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see that. Yeah.
If you just keep quiet, just tell Batukif, that's it. Don't talk anymore. Try not to talk. You'll be safe. If you start open your mouth,
thank you for letting us know.
Appreciate the information.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you start open your mouths, some are driver. They try to be friendly. They don't mean rude. They don't mean like try to cheat you. They just want to talk to you. And they just speak like you are local. Hey, T, where you go this time?
Yeah.
All right? And then you start, oh my God, they start talking to you. It depends how they start the work. If they call you auntie, that means they just want to be nice. And then if they're asking you, are you not from Malaysia, right? You don't say, that's dangerous.
Exactly.
You can say, I'm from Indonesia. I'm from Indonesia, but I live in Canada, but I always come to Indonesia.
Because
when you say you always come to Indonesia, looks like you are familiar with Malaysia, that's it.
By the way, can we drink the water in Malaysia?
Yeah, you can drink. Not in the tubs.
Not
the
tap
Must
water.
Be in a bottle. Because our tubs, you have to boil first.
Boil first, okay. Yep.
The hotel?
Hotel also boil, must be boiled first, not drink like that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all the hotel, you can drink like that, but we are not recommended to do.
Okay.
Local people still boil the water. That's why all the hotel, they provide you water.
Okay.
They don't want you drink. Even they guarantee the drinks, the tap water is the best one, but not recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So mostly when we go out, we should prepare by the bottle water.
Yeah.
Yeah, just buy the bottle water. You can get anywhere, very easy and not really expensive. It's about one ringgit. It's okay. If you want to buy the water, they have a color on the tops, on the cover. So if the color is white, it's just a normal water.
Okay.
If you get the blue or green, that one is more, you know, more vitamins. That's it.
So-called mineral water.
Like a mountain mineral water. Oh, all right. Yeah.
But
if you get the
white one, just the
water. Still get drinks. Yeah. Yeah, the white
Thank
one water.
Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah,
so which is better?
For me, I go for the color bottle.
Color blue.
Because can make
it's like vitamin smell. Water.
Yeah, it's like this. If the white, I still can drink. No problem. Even the hotel also provide the white water, the white one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only for extra money you get the nice one. Like this is only $1 for one bottle, the big one.
Ringgit.
Ringgit. Dollar. $1. I just give you $1, so easy you to.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, $1 for the big one.
That's good.
Enjoy here. Enjoy your money because it's available here, with the hotel, with the food, and everything is enjoy. Because I know I've been to US, I also can't afford to eat to stay in a nice hotel. I also, if I go to US, I stay in a motel.
Yeah.
I can't afford. I pay motel. It's like I pay 4-star hotel here.
Yeah, it's expensive.
If you go Singapore like us. If I go to Singapore for holiday, we go Singapore holiday, we stay in Johor. We stay in the border.
Yeah.
We are not staying in Singapore. So now we enter the city.
Yeah, I recognize some of the buildings from pictures.
I like your country.
Thank you.
So it's really nice.
Just walk and enjoy. If you want to eat, if you want to see many food,
that's what we want to do.
Just go to the Twin Tower. Go to the ground floor, go to the fourth floor, enjoy the food there.
Twin Tower.
Patronus Tower.
Yeah.
You go to the food court. Any mall you go, find the food court, then you get nice food. That's it.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Even in the Twin Tower, they have food court.
Yes, they have food court.
Oh, okay. Nice to know.
If you see a restaurant on the street, also you can try. Actually, from your hotel, if you walk to the Twin Tower, before the Twin Tower, you can see on your right the shop, the restaurant, big restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
24. They put the numbers 24 hours. The restaurant open 24 hours.
Oh, really?
The name of the restaurant we call the Pelita. Pelita. P E L I T A.
P.
B.
P E L I T A.
Pelita.
Pelita. Pelita. You can see it. If you from hotel, you walk to the Twin Tower, you can see on your right. It's only one big shop.
Is that a good one? So they good?
They are 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They have a rice. They have a. They, it's like a, if you want a rice, you queue up. When your turn, they give you plate with the rice. You show what you want. Oh, I want the chicken. You know, like a Chinese style, put
on a
mixed rice.
Buffet style.
Buffet style, but they do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit down. Oh, if you don't want on the glass, you sit down, read the menu. They have a fried rice, fried noodle.
Try the lontong.
I think that one they have also lontong. Mm. You can order anything on the menu and really good price because local people also eat there. Office people also eat there. So
I like to try the food the local people.
Oh,
right.
Lontong is a bit difficult. You have to go. I have to find a proper place. Oh. Lontong not much people make it.
Thank you for providing so many.
Oh, no problem. Just want to chit chat with you. So I'm not getting bored in the car.
Yeah.
I think I'm sleepy.
I'm not sleepy, just boring because I'm using same way, same day for 12 years.
The same ride you're very, very, very familiar with.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're at a waterfall this morning, just outside Kuala Lumpur. And we're gonna go on a little hike to the top of the waterfall. And if you don't believe I'm in a jungle on a hike to a waterfall, listen to this.
Yeah.
At the base of the trail were some monkeys just hanging out. These are the type of monkeys you don't want to screw around with, but yeah. I made my mom hike a lot on this trip, and this is probably not the best thing to do for her. So we'll see how far we go. Okay, that didn't take long. That's like a 10-minute hike up. Yeah. Really looks like a watering hole. Bunch of rocks on the cliff's edge. And just kind of extends high above. It kind of cascades down a mountain. About like at least 150-200 feet up. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, and it's a hot day, so this is probably really, really nice. Yeah. I honestly think like my mom actually can make it now. Make my mom hike so much, but it's actually, I think it's good. Actually, I lied. That was not the top of the hike. It's kind of a base camp. And there's more hiking up. But I don't need to see it. I've already seen part of it. My mom made up here pretty quickly and nicely, so I am not too worried about that. It was truly a short hike, but yeah. This is a beautiful, beautiful waterfall. It's just like it literally looks like a pool on the side of a kind of a mountainside. Got everyone in full shirts, just playing in the water like it's a pool. like a family reunion of family gathering. As I saw one shirt, I saw, and people cooking satay on the side, having a little cookout. The water looks less than clean, but I feel it's probably natural and not as bad. Just the simple pleasures. So maybe I should take this opportunity to talk about Malaysia since I've gotten here. We've been here for approximately a day now, and it's hot. It's really, really warm. Like just a little bit more hot than Singapore. Like Singapore was maybe low 80s, 82 or so. And now, Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, it's like in the 90s, 92, maybe still there. It's sticky. It's a little stifling the heat. Walking through the jungle, my skin is just all kinds of like perspiration on it. And then yesterday, I went to Chinatown and kind of walked around this night market, and then all of a sudden at one point it just rains violently, raining hard, and yeah, it's a different kind of rain. It sounded like hail, but it's super super strong, and you can hear like the clinging clanging of the water droplets on the little metal roofs of all the hawker stalls and stuff, this night market. And it's just kind of extraordinary how it just, well, it's time for the rain. It'll probably be gone in like 20, 25 minutes, and it was gone in 20, 25 minutes. Yeah, the weather is, it was really hard to tell what the weather was for Kuala Lumpur in anticipation of arrival here, because it seemed like they rubber stamp it, like no rain, noon to about 5, it'll be rain, and then clear. I was like, well, that's going to be pretty horrible, but yeah. It's really, 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 it's just a very interesting type of weather. Yeah, so we hired like a taxi. We had a taxi driver drive us to Chinatown last night, and he was able to drive us to this waterfall, which I don't know the name of. I took a picture of the name, and then we're going to this Batu Caves, where it's like this huge statue. I think it's either Hindu or Buddhist, I should know, but I don't. And yeah, there's 270 some odd steps that are painted rainbow colors for maximum Instagrammable ability. And we're going there next to, I'm going to definitely hike it. I'll kill myself going up there, but yeah. It's a beautiful country, super hot, and I can't wait to get back in the AC. It's kind of amazing how we can speak Indonesian in Malaysia. It's just kind of funny. I'm just like standing here. My mom is just like talking to the coffee person in the store. And she says like she was from Jakarta, and she like is already having like a long conversation. And I would have sworn maybe native Malaysian, this woman, but Indonesian is just, I have a lot to learn about Indonesia. That is for sure. Oh, it's still very hot. But as hot as the other days. But it's getting really, really, you can hear her like say, like speaking Indonesian. It's hilarious for me. I mean, I'm surprised and not hilarious. My aunt also speaks it, or she's trying to learn it. She's learning from Duolingo right now, so she's kind of learning it too. This is my last day in Malaysia. We're gonna fly out to Jakarta tomorrow morning. But it's just kind of funny. I wasn't sure what to expect from Malaysia, really, honestly. There's like so much to learn about. I did probably the least research on Malaysia before coming here. Like, I knew it was gonna be hot. I knew I was gonna love the food. But it's just very, very unknown, Malaysia, really, honestly. And I've learned quite a bit, and it's... There's certainly parts of the city that look like wet markets, a little bit kind of like little stalls and stuff. But there are like some markets, like in this part of town, it's called Bukit Batang or something like that. And it's one of the more ritzier like retail to commercial areas in town. Lots of shopping centers, a whole bunch of shopping centers. And it's just really, really kind of a buzzing metropolis, essentially, I would think. Only thing is just getting a taxi is difficult when it's raining. But yeah, very clean, very, very, very bustling, and it's just quite beautiful. I wish I had a car and not just depend on taxi driving everywhere, because I think I would experience a lot more. Like a second trip, definitely going to find. Need a car and just drive to the certain areas to have like kind of home cooking, this Malaysian food. Still on the look for laksa, and also on the lookout for some real, genuine, smelly, stomach turning durian. I promise if she gets it and we can find it, eat it somewhere, I will try it. And I will try to not throw up. We'll see. All right, I'm hitting record. I regret doing this.
Huh?
I regret doing this because I feel like I shouldn't do this.
What is that?
To eat this, because it goes against every idea. Like, so you're wearing gloves. That's not a good sign. You have to wear gloves for somebody that just stinks. It just stinks. That's all this is.
You don't have to.
And you're just wearing a glove to eat this.
Yeah, just get one or a bite or whatever.
Okay, so for the two people listening on this podcast, I'm about to eat durian. Now durian is like a very like custardy. Can you let me do what I do? Okay.
Okay.
I'm also stalling. It's like a custardy, like, fruit. Anthony Bourdain ate it like nobody's business, but he's ate it outside Indonesia without anyone, like, looking. And, like, he can't eat this in public places. Singapore subway, for instance. You can't eat it on a subway. It just smells really bad. So how's it taste?
Too ripe, a little bit. Too ripe.
Too ripe.
Right. Just like
yeah, I know.
Just like the peanut, a little bit too soft. Oh, I can't take it. I need to just eat it with my hand.
Also, maybe you want to close it up after you're not ready to finish eating. All right. God damn, this is so. This looks like phlegm. All right. So it's not as bad as it smells. You can have the rest. That's all I'm gonna eat. I can't eat any more of that. And it's just the worst.
Congratulations. At least you tried.
But that is just. It has like a savory aftertaste too.
Really?
Is it making my like tongue water a little bit because of that? But the smell is so
pungent
and bad. I just can't, like,
That's okay, Andrew. You don't like it, you don't have to eat.
I think it's not as good as what I expect.
Oh yeah, it's not very good. Too soft. Too soft, and then you won't.
或者我揀得唔好啦。嗰個已經開咗，下次我哋知道。Yeah.
Ah. If it was just a little bit more like less like smushy and stuff, it's. I'll take a picture because I'm taking all these different overhead pictures, but it's just it has no like it's not solid. It's all like moving and
it's
super soft. It's not like solid.
Next time I buy the one, I ask them to pick it.
The consistency is like a very ripe persimmon, but it's more stringier.
Persimmon.
It's like a really ripe persimmon.
Persimmon doesn't have that pungent.
For Americans, it has the consistency of like snot. That what persimmon. when it's very very ripe. I don't think Americans can actually eat it. I don't think Americans can actually eat. As I was saying, yeah, go ahead. It's like a persimmon, good consistency, but it's like stringy. The smell is in my face, telling me not to like eat it at all and stuff like that.
Yeah, it is pungent.
Yeah, you're saying put in the fridge, make it cold, might taste better when it's cold?
It's my fault.
Because if you not, just like the peanut, you cannot taste the texture, but the texture is a part of the, the reason why we eat, right? Now you lost the smushy in Chinese slang, yapet ye.
Just one big mass of everything.
Yeah.
Gross.
I agree. If I
so next time if we buy like firmer, so I let you.
If it's firmer, I might be able to eat it. Like when Anthony Bourdain took it out of it, it looked like it was big pieces,
yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Taking it out, it's just like falling apart, like a very ripe persimmon. It just doesn't have any. It's not solid. It's like
if
all
you want
smushed.
To let people try.
Like a ripe pear or fruit or something. It has no rigidity.
I know. If you want people to try, this is the worst texture.
This is the most hardest fruit to eat. It stinks. It doesn't have structure. It looks like snot.
Yeah.
And you're trying to put something in your mouth that smells and looks like that. It's just not going to happen. But yeah. Yeah. Gross. I can't do anymore.
So I won't bring you.
No. I can't. The smell's still here because it's. Was sitting in front of like the pits and everything and stuff like that.
Where's
yeah. That was a nice try. No more. Social Dragonfly is created, edited, and produced by me, Andrew Lee. It is made with Adobe software. It is hosted by Anchor, a Spotify company. Special thanks to Aduro the band who gave me permission to use their music.